We're on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Let's take it from Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Boom, which is one line above where it says in the Torah or Shmoshom Chav Dalet, which is about a little bit more than halfway down the page and a little bit less than two-thirds of the way down the page. So further down. The second citation in Torah or one line above that. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yosi Rabun, Rabbi Kedaiti. Rabbi follows his line of reasoning. The Rabbi Amar Vaisa L'Aram Bona Mechza L'Aram L'Bona L'Aram Mechza L'Bona Mechza. This was learned last week that a Kohen Gadol and a regular comes in, he gets half of everything, right? Whatever he wants, he gets half of it. So half of a korban, half of a mincha. So he learns out. Says Aaron bought up 50% to Aaron, 50% to his kids. That's how we learn it out. Meisar above a melisar above a melas, almost decent pleiko. Doesn't the following mission bright to argue? Says the omer live male or hare omer live meis ronos. Somebody says the one being tenis ronos, which are 100 ronos, so 100 measures of flour. Lavim b'shnei kelim, and he sets upon himself to bring them in two separate kelim. Maybe chamishim kliyachem. He brings 50-50. Now that's not difficult. That's like Rebbe. What's not like Rebbe is the next statement. Maybe shishim b'kliyachod v'arboim b'kliyachod yotza. It says in the Braisa, there's all continuation of the Braisa, if you bring 61 kli and 40 in the other kli, is yotza. Wait a minute. If you all when it's well, when you say mechza mechza means 50-50, I mean shnei kelim, it's 50-50, right? Half-half, so how come it's yotza 60-40? It shouldn't be yotza 60-40. What says Gemara, in asking the question, Gemara, that was all the Braisa. Now the Gemara asks the question explicitly, Yilamishu amar harayalai me'asor no stam. If somebody just said I'm bringing 100 and so many kelim, so I understand he can split it up any way he wants. But light and milo on my love and mishnei kelim, why did he say two kelim? It must show you should have coin a rebbe that should teach us. You have a chamishim kliyecha, a chamishim kliyecha. Should be 50-50, not 60-40. So says the Gemara of Itani Eloyah, we learn concerning this, and maybe shishim kliyecha, our boy kliyecha, the also. It says you bring 60-40, how could that be? Corn Rebbe, should that could be 50-50, not 60-40. 60-40 should be no good. So Rebbe is Rebbe Boone. We came with Sharshishi Mukhani Boyle. Now this is a concept which you know by Menachos. Right? Up to 60 measures the oil can get mixed in. You'll call it oil a bilayim bilomakevispo. Anywhere, any amount which is suitable to get mixed in the oil, you don't actually have to mix. Well, that's up to 60. Anything above 60, it's too much already, too much flour for the oil to mix in. So therefore, even though you said Shnei Kalim, even quite a Reb, even though normally you mean 50% one clean, 50% the other clean, but here there's an implicit shear of 60 every time you bring measures of flour. Because you know, up to 60 measures of flour can get mixed in with the amount of oil brought for a mincha. So therefore, there's an additional legitimate division besides the 50-50 implicit in saying I want to bring 100 esronos and 2 kelim, which is 60-40, because of the upper limit of mixing in oil in the flour. Okay, that's what Esrovin says. We came into our shishim, you can only boil up, they can mix. Kamisha kavalo shishim, it's as if you fixed 60, mishar rishon from the time you decided you're going to volunteer these 100 measures. Lo tzur chadar ella. That's not a kasha, therefore. Rather, you know, if you wanted to find a kasha, you'd have to find a brisa like this. What brisa would you have to find? Amar harelai shishim etzronis lavim b'shnei kelim. If a guy said, if you find a brisa that says the problem, you have a good kasha. If you find a brisa that says, a guy says he wants to bring 60 in 2 kelim, maybe shleshim kliyecha v'shleshim kliyecha. So we would expect it to be divided up 30-30, according to Rebbe. If you find a brisa which says, maybe arboim kliyecha v'shleshim kliyecha yotza, that's a good kasha. Because then, of course, there's no inherent built-in limit of 40-20, right? It should be 30-30 or 60 and nothing, right? So if you find such a brisa, that's good kasha. So ashkach tani came. So Yotza Ashkos Tanik, and he went down, found such a brisa. Oh, and now we're off Tzoris, right? Because now it's a brisa which is a kasha to us. It's kasha Rebbe. We see that you can have a division other than 50-50, right? So says Gemara, have a way out. Says Gemara, Tanik, Rebbe Chanina, Chanania, Chavrin du Rabbanan, said, boy, he said like this, in answer to the question, he said, L'meidi midas adim midas mitzoro. It's no kasha. Because here we're talking about dividing up choshev mishpatik. We're talking about how to divide up ownership, how to divide up in matter of shutfus. That's one type of division. Like Kohen Gadol comes and wants to divide with Kohanim. So that's a choshev mishpat issue. There we say, stam is 50-50, right? You're bringing me a riot from how to divide up the flour of a mincha. There's no idea of choshev mishpat. It's a completely different type of halacha. But he says you can't ask a question from one to the other. The maid and meet us and then you want to learn question mishpat halachos of division may soron from the how you divide up flour. Come on, give me a break. You have to find a brisa which actually says that we compare the two in order to ask me a kasha. Says my yeah. Okay. Ashkechtani vulama midas adim, midas lisoron. We talk and found such a brisa which learns out how to divide a question mishpat from the concept of isoron. That could be a lopsided division. So Gemara doesn't answer that. Gemara leaves it difficult. No answer to that question. Om Rabbi Yavun. Rabbi Yavun said, "Buvach lo yavim b'shnei kelim." Now, Rabbi Yavun says, just like we learned from Midas Hadin, from Midas Yisoron, right, we learned that it's possible to have a lopsided division. The opposite is true as well, which is that when you divide up, you shouldn't be more than two kelim. Right? Shouldn't be in three kelim. Why? Because wherever you say, divide something up. So you divide something up in two, unless specified. So if I say, let's divide. So the division has to be maximum, we're talking about flour, right? So I say, I want to bring a divided mincha. So divided stam means two kelim, not three. Unless I specify the three. Just like where I say, divide in choshev mishpat, it means divide in half. So to divide in menachos means divide in half. Now again, it'd be lopsided measure, 40-20, but only two kelim, not three kelim. Okay? Right, but melon mar filu b'kamakim, no, even in several vessels. Rabbi, period. Rabbi Yisrael Rabun b'shem Rabbi Yeshua b'Levi said, b'chol yom kohen gadol mislavish b'kelov. Every day, the kohen gadol used to get dressed in his eight garments, uvo makriv tamid shel shachar, and he comes and he sacrifices tamid shel shachar. If he wants, obviously. They're optional kabbalists. Who about krivan? You can also sacrifice them. V'holech b'soch. Now here the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael transposes the word basil here with the lishkas barhedrin in the next line, which makes sense. V'holech b'soch lishkas barhedrin, and then he goes into his office in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where he eats the karbonos. Because normally the kohanim, if they had a public restaurant, you know, cafeteria feeding karbonos, doesn't pass for the Kohen Gadol to eat in public with the other Kohanim. So he would go to his personal dining, the executive dining room. So he would go to Lishkas Barhedrin to eat. Uvo Makatot Shabbat Rabbi, that if he wants, again he can go to sacrifice Tom Shabbat Rabbi. Uvo Alon, and again the Shai Torah said, shows that he said, transpose the words, Beso. Then he goes home at night and goes to sleep there. Of course, there's other days of the year other than the 7 days for Yom Kippur. Rav Huka B'Shem Rabbi Shulam Levi said, the Kohen Gadol only would do this on Shabbos and Yontif, which is very strange. Why only on Shabbos and Yontif? So Shari Torah is the throat, Baruch Hashem from the Maskilim. Shari Torah is the throat, red, said that Josephus brings down that after Herod, who was the king after Herod?
Rufus?
No, that's what I thought. His son. His son was Archelaus. Archelaus, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly. Anyway, the Romans didn't like Archelaus. So they send him to exile in France, Gaul, and that's where the Romans took over as, you know, Pontius Pilate, you know, the governors, right. So the governors took over, and Agrippa was like a vassal king, wasn't a real king. So it wasn't like Aaron Archelaus. It was, and I think it was later on also. So in any event, so he said, he brings out that at that time when the Romans took over, they built, as you know, a big fortress next to the Beis HaMikdash, and they used to keep the garments of the Kohen Gadol locked up all week. And they'd only issue the Kohen Gadol, which is an interesting question about the tzitz, of course, because the tzitz is only, you know, it's only mechaper when it's on his forehead, as we'll see momentarily.
So they'd only release the garments of Kohen Gadol to him on Shabbos. So that's actually what this Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is talking about here. He's not arguing. Once upon a time, in the good old days, the Kohen Gadol would come any day of the week and serve. But once the Romans took over, so then he could only come on Shabbos. And, or Yotiv take over, because that's the only time the Romans would release the garments of the Kohen Gadol for him to wear and do the Avodah. Okay?
So, and from there they took the garments to the Vatican, of course. So, Istani Tani, there are those who say, Hatzitz Maratza Mitzcho, Tzitz Maratza only when it's on his forehead. Istani Tani, it was obvious even if it's in the corner. Of course, makes immediate sense after previous Gemara, because the whole week he didn't have access to his garments, right? Madam Ratzitz Maratza Mitzchah, he says Maratza only if it's on his forehead. It says, for your Mitzchah to me, it's going to be his forehead all the time. Madam he says, I feel it's obviously even if it's according to Maratza, you know, do the Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur he didn't have it on his forehead. Madam Ratzitz Maratza, the Madam says, the teacher's Maratza. The next two words are a type which should be al mitzcho. That's only when it's on his forehead. Messiah, the Rabbi Yossi Rebun. It's a riot for Rabbi Yossi Rebun, who said that a Kohen Gadol could come any day and put on his garments. Madam Arfilo Zovis, that's even when it's in the corner. Messiah, Rabbi Yukvo said a Kohen Gadol would only come on Shabbos, meaning the rest of the day. Again, according to Josephus, he didn't have access. That's why they had to come up with this chiddush that it teaches Maratza even if he's not wearing it. Okay? Now, on we go. Musulo Zakenim. So they gave him elders of the elders of Basin, Zikne Basin. Koil upon him, because Besein Rayoim. So they read in front of him in the order of the day. Koil upon they say, Ishi Koin Godom, my master Koin Godom, Chloato Vepicho. You read with your own mouth. Shema Shachachto, maybe you forgot. Maybe you didn't learn what the proper halachas were. Erev Yom Kippurim Shacharis, and keep in the morning. Ma'abidim Moshe B'Shar Mizrach. They used to put him in the east gate. Ma'avin Lepana Parim Be'elim. The crossing. They used to pass by them. The bulls, the rams, and the lambs. One kev is one. Carbon is missing here. Do you know which one is missing? Actually, Bava did not ask this. You know which one is not mentioned here? Sheep are mentioned. Those are kvasim.
No.
What? It's a bird. A Yom Kippur.
The serum.
The goats are mentioned, right? Very good. Maybe you forgot, maybe you didn't learn. Did we learn? Hakoyin Agoda Me'echo of the great Kohen? We should take the loss of Me'echo, it should be greater than its brothers. Asher Yutzah Rosh Hashem and Amishwa, that he should be anointed. Rebbe Omer, we learned that he has to be greater. Benoy in his visage, in his handsomeness, Bekoch in his strength. Boshet riches, but with chokma in his wisdom, with mara, where he looked as well. So in any event, so how can you say the Kohen Gadol forgot to have never learned? Rabbi Yisrael Bun, Nebbe Kamberishon Kamberishoni. Yeah, the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. They were like the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. They're fat slobs, you know, wherever matched the by the kahuna. Okay, Ma'amino so b'Shari Mizra. Echanu Ma'amino so. Where would they put him in the Shaar Mizrach? Mi bifnim or mi bachutz? Was it on the inside? Was it in the outside? Because it says Shaar, right? Gave to me inside, gave to me outside. Which one was it? Inter bifnim. Now I'm going to learn this like I thought to learn it, but then I saw the Shaar Yitzchak started to throw learns it like I wanted to learn it. But I'm taking credit for it. Inter bifnim. If you're going to say stood inside, Kai Dittanino, so I have a problem with this price of this word Kai, it should be Inkin, not key, but rather Inkin. Inkin, in that case, we have a problem. Dittanino says, well, not a problem, but if so, we have to reinterpret. Dittanino, the mission which we learned, Tamar over there, Chamesh Filos HaYosham Bo Sayyot. We have five fields in that when the Kohen goes to do the Avodah. Ach HaShloi Odom Nichos HaAzor V'Avodah Filo Torah. And one of them, the person doesn't go into Avodah in HaZorah, even if he's Torah, actually ate Toivah, until he goes to the Mikvah. So the first field of the day, we know, was done just because he's going to HaZorah. Yeah, but wait a minute. If Erev Yom Kippur, they put him inside the Shara HaZorah, right? To watch these Korbanos go by. So that means he was ready tor. Hi, the night should be half sake. No, because what would the Kohen Gadol do that next night? Between Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur? He'd be awake all night. Right? So the night shouldn't be a half sake. So he really doesn't need an extra tefillah to go into HaZorah on Yom Kippur morning. If he went to sleep the night of Yom Kippur, that would be one thing, but he doesn't. He stays up all night. So that fifth tefillah, the morning of Yom Kippur, is really unnecessary. It's like a low plug. You're right, we don't need it, but we do it anyway. Right? So then we have to say, it's not really five because of Yom Kippur, because if one was would have been Yom Kippur, it won four because of Yom Kippur. In time, you're going to say an Erev Sukkot, Erev Yom Kippur. He stood outside and watched his procession, right? He didn't go actually to the shower. So then, Kulam Achas Yom Kippur, and then even the fifth feeling Yom Kippur was necessary because of Bo Bayom. Because the day before Yom Kippur, he didn't go into the HaZorah at all, right? Just watching the outside. My people put up Purim and Fussim. Hey, Loma Loma, I say, why don't you mention the goat? Rabbar Bar Krati Go, Bulokach Eno Zoko Klaharos. It says later on that in order to do the Azos in the inside, you have to mix together the blood of the pot and the body of the sawyer. So you're going to remember the goats. In other words, once you tell you about the goat, the bull, you remember that the goat has to get done because you can't do the bull before you saw the goat. So therefore, instead of bothering, we wouldn't bring the with the goats. We just left them for the next day. Ashkechtani b'soyer. However, there is a Mishnah in fact or Brisa, which remains our Mishnah and says that in fact they used to take the sawyer or the seerim in front of the coin goat. Kol shivas yom, all 7 days, will you money mimenu machol mishnah. They did not deprive him of food and drink. Erev Yom Kippur and Chashech, Erev Yom Kippur, as night fell, lo yiminich mosolo chohar, but they wouldn't let him eat very much. Shamachol maybe is hashenik, because eating brings sleep. Tani, we also learned that it's not just sleep we're afraid of, but also afraid of course, of carry. Tani, lo yiminich mosolo, didn't let him luchol eat, lo cholov, not milk, lo beitzim, nor eggs. Lo vina, nor cheese, lo basar shomei, nor fatty meat, lo yayin yosher, nor old wine, lo kudito, wine which is spice, lo gisin shapul, not legumes, lo adoshim, not lentils. Shumamar v'lo ko esrog, nor do we give him an esrog, a lemon, or a citron. V'lo ko tabar shumar gudez, even anything which brings a person to become a zav. Avo b'chein, nevertheless, so you can't leave him until he made all the shtat. What?
What's left?
Chicken. Love is a puzzle that nevertheless they used to read upon him this puzzle. Right, if Hashem doesn't build a house, all our efforts are for naught. In other words, we need Siyata Dishmaya. Says we need to ask for it is there was a nace that no Kohen Gadol ever saw care in Yom Kippur. It says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yavi, and Hashem lo tenasum. So his interpretation is, we're never samecha nes, we don't rely on the name, so therefore we make ishtalos and we daven. Rabbi Yisrael, who no, kamarishon kamarishani. First base meet, there's no carry. Shani, carry galore, right? Because they're all so many tzedokim, so therefore they're not going to have such big nisim. So in fact, we had back then, we had a Kohen Gadol, according to Yushan, who came by carrying Yom Kippur. Okay. So it happened.
In Rabbi Ashrini, did they adhere to this diet?
I don't know. Did Stokim?
I don't know. Maybe. It'll be interesting. You'll see after the next Mishnah. Might we have the Bavli, but here it happens in more detail. Masul Zikne based it. Zikne Kuna. So the elders based it, came to the elders of Kuna. Alichul Alias based on Tinas. They took him to the second floor based on Tinas. Ishbiu, they made him take us for an oath. And if to Vohulam, and they left him. Armalay said to him, Ishi Kohen Godol, my master Kohen Godol, Anushluche Beistin. We are emissaries of the court, Vachluchin, you are our embassy, Shluch Beistin, and the Shluch Beistin as well. Mashbi Anu Alech, we make you take an oath. Bimishin Shichin Eshmova Baisazeh, in he whose name is imposed on this house. So to Shara Dovim Koma Shaman, you shouldn't change anything we tell you. Who pori Koma Shaman Uloch? Who pori Shibochi? He goes aside and cries. Main pori Shibochi, and they go aside and cry as well. Says Agabi Sharamai. This is outside the base of Mitzvah. This is on top of the Sharamai, outside the Azora. The son of Lishko is next to his Lishko. Who pori Shibochi? He goes and he cries Shenechsha, because they suspected him. They portion of Bochin, and they go and they cry. But it should tell that they have to go through this process. The law must be known, so why do they make him take a shvuah? In the Abitusim, because of the Sadducees, the Beitusim. Shalom, you said, Yakir Mechutzi should make the smoke of the incense come out when you're still outside the Kodesh Kodashim, and then go inside. As opposed to us, we only go inside, for them make the smoke come out. Maizus Bechus and Maizus are in Stoki. He put the torches on the coals outside. The chazidim went in, holding the coals, making a cloud. Says Kshiyotzu when he came out. Amar Lavi, he said to his father, "Afal pisha isim dorshim kol yemechem." Even though you should darshim out your entire lives to do it like we stokim say, lo asisa, he never did. Atcha maroso eat until I got up. Also, cook me a yashikayach. Right? I did a stokey thing. Amr lo, so they said, Alpha Bishreina Darshan, because his father said a fascinating thing. The Bavli says he was afraid. He said that the father said, we're afraid of the Kushan. Right? We're afraid of them. Now, here it says differently. He says, Alpha Bishreina Darshan, Koya Menu, Ava Kirtzon Chachomim Hainu Osi. See, was haste at stokey from the time of the Beis HaMikdash? Even at Stoki, imagine Ismar Sorch saying, even though conservative, by follow the orthodox halacha, right? So but that's what the equivalent of this. Even though they were at Stoki, they followed the orthodox set of halachos when it came to actually doing the Beis HaMikdash. So in fact, that Stoki never, fascinating thing, that Stoki had their belief system, but they never asserted their power. They followed the from halacha, okay? So needless to say, to me I need Yarchos, so you show me, I'd be astounded if you would live a long life, loyal in this world. Amrusa, they said, Lo bo yom yikai machmeis, a very short time he died. The Yeshua, some say, Yotz, immediately when he came out of the Bukhosh Kodoshim, Chotmo Mizanik Toloi, the words were shooting out of his nose. And Kavin Prizes, Egel, Holomitog Mitro, and he had like a calf's footprint, you know, like the Lahavdil, the Goyim say the devil, I think, has cloven hooves. So the Malach has cloven hooves. So the Malach had smote him down, and the imprint was left in his forehead. Easter boy meme right now, this amazing historical business here that the Yerushalmi has. So I'm saying, it's the same tzedakah, the same rotten tzedakah, the para, he did the para aduma wrong. Because para aduma, the tzedakim say it has to be done with somebody who was an Arev Shemesh. Right, we all the tful yom can do the para aduma. They all can't be a tful yom. So with the same rotten tzedakah did the para aduma, only after he had Arev Shemesh, only after the sun went down, the next day obviously. And the same guy who the sukkah, it says, once they didn't like Nusuch HaMayim. The one Stoki Kohen once poured the water on his feet.
And what happened to him? What did they do to him? Stone him with their esrogim, right? So who's the Yom Kippurim? It's the same guy who done Yom Kippur, did the Chazazah troublemaker, right? First he made trouble on Parah Aduma, then Sukkah, then Yom Kippur. Amazing. I've seen Lomar Kain. He said it can't be, because there are two different records of how he died. He either died kind of the Kachim, or they died because they stoned him, right? He'll eat the part of Sukkah. He's either the same guy as part of Sukkah. The Chad, he's one guy. The Kippurim Chad, the Yom Kippur is another guy. Or the part of the Kippurim Chad. Parah Aduma and Kippurim are one. The Sukkah Chad, because they're two descriptions of death. Manam Alobo Yom Kippur Machemes, however, according to the interpretation that he didn't die immediately when he called Kachi, but he lingered for a while. Plus in Avad, he can be all three. So in other words, first he did the Parah, then he did the Yom Kippur, then he lingered the Sukkah, say he did something else wrong, and then they stoned him. Okay? Now this is a fast. In other words, you die immediately. That's why either the Purim Sukkah one and Kippurim is another one, or the Kippurim one, the Sukkah Chad and Chusukah is another one. Now the next line is very strange. I don't really belong here. Tov Chalein Azara Tzumi Kabanei Eli Timesim Beis Elokeinu. This really, it's a vacha. It's really a fragment of the Gemara Masach. The Gemara Masach says that it's four times Azara shouted. One was the days of Eli. One was by the Tzedokim, and the other was by forget Beis Avtinas. You know, the guys who didn't want to teach their skill, the crafts, right? Mm-hmm. So the Azara was Tzaveach. Several times Azara cried out in pain, right? So here we just bring down one of them. That when they Eli would still take the korban, would delay the korbanos of the women who came to bring their korbanos, to go back to their husbands, so that Azara itself kicked him out. But the reason why I'm referring this to here is because also by this case of the Tzedokim, so that Azara itself shouted, please leave, we don't want you here.
In Yuma we had the also.
Yeah, we had all four there. I think it's also brought down Yuma, and all the cases where Tzav Chazor brought down. Could be, because I think we did have that.
We did have it, but I don't think it was in this context.
Not in this context? Okay, I don't remember that. Okay, but we certainly did have it recently.
Maybe just those craftsmen, the Ketel.
Was that Yuma or Pesachim?
They didn't want to teach.
Right. I think it was in Pesachim, though, like he says in Torah. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's in Yuma. Right, that's what I remember we had.
If I remember, it's
just had a recent one. Okay. That day, when they threw that srogim, so the horn of the altar was passed because it got dent in it. And also of Gushamach, they put a block of salt in. Shaloya near Kipogam. Doesn't help. The Mizbech is still possible, but it shouldn't look bad. It doesn't have horns, it doesn't have the sovev, the track around halfway. You saw it as a foundation puzzle, it is improper. Bonkun Rabbi Avo, they asked for Rabbi Avo. It's an amazing theological question.
We had it because they didn't let the wives go back to their. They were machtias.
Right, that's what it's referring to here too. But we had a greater expansion there for all the other times. That's all shouting. But I don't remember. Okay, we have such Bekim and Bavli here. You guys are amazing. But I don't remember exactly the details. I'm not such a big bucky like you. All right, in any event, Bo could be Abbey Avo. It's an amazing question, Yushama's asking. You got Yushama credit for this one. How can a mouse kill him? The Malach wasn't around the Kodesh Kedoshim. Welcome, Rabbi Avoh, Ksiv Chodom, Lo Yepo Omoi, Bevo Lechaper Vakosh, Let's say so. Nobody's allowed to be in the Kodesh until he comes out. Right?
Yeah, but he brought Tuma into the Kodesh.
So Gemara is going to answer. I feel it's in Shukosabain, even though those about which it says, Dmus Pnei and Pnei Oda, that they have the visage of a human being. Well, yeah, but Omoy, now it'll be Omoy, so Malkun can kill him. Omar Lo, so he said, B'sho Shemichnas Gedarko. When did the Malachim come in? When he comes in properly, even the Malachim are afraid of him going to go. But he came in like a jerk, so therefore they killed him. Okay. Now go to Darshan the Pesukim, you know, the way we do, the way that Stokim do. Ksiv, it says, Ve'vimi beis l'parochas, you should bring the shovel beyond the parochas, from the sinus of Torah, Salish, Liv, Nei Hashem. And there put the Torah on the fire before God. Shleitakim v'chutz, you shouldn't fix it outside v'yachnis, b'ifnim, and bring it on the inside. As opposed to Arayat Stokim, or the Stokim do say, Yisakim v'chutz, fix on the outside v'yachnis, b'ifnim, and they're bringing it, v'yachnis, and bring it in. So says more, why did Stokim say this? They say, if ne boser v'dot, osim kein, before human being, you don't prepare the incense in the chamber. You prepare the incense before you enter the chamber, right? So certainly before Kodesh Baruch Hu, you also should prepare the incense before you enter the chamber, right? So in case, recites it says ki banon erel akaporis. In the cloud I shall be seen on the kaporah, so it sounds like on the it's just the way they're dashing it. When the Kohen Gadol goes in, he should be seen with the Anon already around him, right? Amalam Chachamim said, no, but look for an Emirat, what can I do? Right? He says, Rasanat of Torah, Salah Shalif Ne Hashem, put the Torah on the fire before God. Eino no sin el bifnim, do it on the inside. Okay, Loman Amarki Bonan Ero Kapor, it sounds like the Onan is already there. Malamich Nosibo Malawashan tells you different, you have to put in a special ingredient which makes it make a lot of smoke. Mnaich Nosibo Malawashan, we know that you have to do that. I'm learning the Chisuan Anakhtoris, the smoke of the Khtoris has got to fill, cover the Esa Kaporis, the entire Kaporis, Asherla Rome, Vloimus, and it has to create very thick smoke. But if you didn't put in that smoke cause ingredient, you left out one of the other ingredients of the Ketores, you're liable to death of Midation Rai. And says the Gemara, so far, so strictly in this, it says that you shouldn't die. I raise the onus, that's the punishment. Because I will be seen in my cloud on the Ketores. I raise that, sorry, there's a warning. Not to do the avodah without bringing the ketores. I'm Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Yochel onesh v'azhora shenemru nemru koyin l'misim le'aron. Very interesting question. But of course, Nadav and Avia were killed for being a ketores zara. Were they warned? Was this warning already pre-existing their episode or not? Says the Gemara, Tam lomar chay moshne b'nei aron. No, it says after the death of the two kids of Aaron. Yeah, it's after the death of the two sons of Aaron. Yochoshneim Nemru Achar Misesh Mishnei B'nei Aaron. It's possible that both the Onesh and Asor, the punishment and the warning, were both given only after the death of B'nei Aaron. Says more no. Tamlon Kibanon Era Ela Kaporis. It says with the Onan I will be seen on the Kaporis. Now, it sounds in this that
1 second, I forgot what the raya is for this.
Parsha Shmini. I mean, this is Parsha Achrei Mos. So I forget what he's trying to prove.
Could be not quite the correct part of the pasuk.
I don't know. Look at Pnei Moshe.
I don't think that's the case.
Where is
the first two psukim. First 10 psukim. He went on a no post.
Persecution said you're racing. So this is prior. Moshe says, because it says it should have said in past tense if it was after. But since it was after the death, it should have said it in past tense. But since it says it in future tense, it means it's before the death of the two sons.
Do you understand what you're saying?
Yes.
I'll explain it again.
It says, Kibanon Eroi Alakapos, which means in the future, God will be seen, which implies that the Kohan will do the Avoda. The time that God will be seen in the Kaporis. So this is said before the two sons had died.
No, but it's not.
This was actually said before they were.
What's the proof that it was?
Because it should have said in past tense. It should have said near AC.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, that's a good clap.
That's
the same motion. Yeah, I forgot. The same motion say that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu already zapped him, so he was already seen in the Yonan on the so it must be, this is a mukta mucha batera. Even though it says Achrei Moshe Nebi Aaron, but it's a quote of something HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have said earlier. He said, Kibanon El Katu Kaporas. And when did that happen? When he killed Nadab ben Avihu. So actually, even though it's stated afterwards, it chronologically it occurred before, because otherwise it would have said, Kibanon Nireisi, be careful, don't get zapped, remember what happened to them. So it must have been that he was telling them after, beforehand. So the Azara came beforehand. Very good.
There's another proof about the Azara. Right after they had died, doesn't Aaron say who cut the exact words? This is what we were supposed to do?
Yeah, but not about this. Not about the
as soon as they were...
No. But he says about not to drink wine. That's all. Nothing. Shasui Yain. Not about the curse per se. Okay. So, okay, so I saw an Amor according to Mr. Shnei B'Aaron. The warning was given before the death of the two sons of Aaron, but the onus and the punishment Namor L'Acher Mr. Shnei B'Aaron was given afterwards. On Rabbi Zera, Kiba Nani Reisi, and Ksiv Kad, this is an explanation. It doesn't say Kiba Nani Reisi, Ela Ereh. Is here, but he tells you ahead of time before he does something. Gimme a Chacham Tereshi, was a Chacham Idashin, Zim Lavin, if not, Tamil Chachamim. Dash in front of. I mean, Chacham and Dash in front of the Kohen Gadol. In Ragel Likros, if he's accustomed to read, Korah he reads. If he's laughing, if not Korah in front of him, he reads in front of him. My Korah in front of him, what do you read in front of him? Be'il, Be'ezra, Be'divrei Yomim. These are interesting parts of Tanakh. Tzchaya ben Kvuto, Mer Pohim, Har Be'ekoritz in front of Daniel, many times are read in Daniel. Now, Tani, we learned that you read, Be'mishle, Be'tilim, Nesha, Tam, and maybe because of Shana. Now, according to the way all the interpretations explain this, because their understanding, their midrashim, take away the sleep. In other words, when one learns Mishnah and Tehillim in depth, so people don't fall asleep. Now, my experience is the exact opposite. Mishnah and Tehillim are a couple of the somewhat tedious books of the Tanakh to learn. So I think it's like this. I think it's Kipshuto. If you, as I mentioned in my our Tanakh class, and I haven't mentioned here, maybe you're aware of that, the Svarim of Eov, Mishlei, Tehillim have unique trop. So unique that, well, I think it's a lost art. I don't think anybody knows how to do it anymore. But if you look at the trop, it's not the same trop as the rest of Tanakh. So I think actually what it means is that their timing, their trop, is so different. And it's so quirky that somebody who hears it, keeps them awake. I don't know, because it's annoying or because it's unique, but somehow or another that keeps them awake. I think that's the shot. Okay. Kanashal Rav. Kanashal asked Rav, very strange word. Mani's name. We actually learned our Mishnah. Is it Kvutor or Kvuto? It says Chayim and Kvuto. What was the last name? Was it Kvuto with a lamed or Kvuto with a reish? So, I have a coin matzi, so it was davening. Rav was davening.
V'chavi lei betzboi, when he, so he pointed with his finger at Tzipor. Nobody else interpreted it this way, but I think it's partial. He pointed at a bird. Just like a Tzipor ends with a resh, kivutar. So too, kivutar ends with a resh as well. Okay, other people say it went like this, but
Tzipor, Tzipor, I'm sure it means a bird.
Peter just nominated, what if, despite our best efforts, Kohen Gadol wants to fall asleep? So Peter Kekuna Makis for the Betzper Trader, they go like this. Going to Ishi Kohen Gadol, they say, my master Kohen Gadol, Amod stand, Vafek Achas, I'll reach one and put one foot to get cold on the ground. On the floor, Masikino Soach, Magiyas Murashah, Shkita, and we deal with him in this manner until the time Shkita comes. Avuna Mar Betzper Trader, but Pet. That's what they used to do. Okay?
Huh? No, I didn't know you could do that.
I could be a coin, right?
Years of day school.
What?
Years of day school.
No. It's took me a long time to perfect that one after day school. So, as easily Rav Yochan, I'm sorry, Ravuna Mar Betz a trader with Pe, the Yochan Mar Betz a trader beyond with your hand. Masisa Bli Rav Yochman. So it seems in the following price orders, Rabbi Yochanan says, Bepeh. It says that they used to deal with him, Bepeh, with the mouth, right? Lo benevel, velo bechinor. Not with a harp, and not with a, I don't know which is a harp, or which is a lyre, whatever they are. So name it, so you see, it was by mouth, not by finger. Pasalos, so he said, no, it's in the Iman Emeres Betzitz Reina. It's the same songs, so although, you know, whatever songs go with the snapping of the hands. So that's what he used to do. Songs which would go with hand snapping. Omer v'peh, those songs, they would say, on Yom Kippur, lo v'peh, lo v'peh, lo v'peh, you know, they would do a cappella.
Right, they wouldn't actually do, with the musical instruments.
B'choyim turns him his back, every day he do Truma Sadeshin. We cross our gavel from the time the rooster crowed on the summer clothes and juxtaposed there too. Lefana of the Lachra before or after. Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur mechatzos. Regolim me'ashmogas. And regolim from 10 o'clock at night from the end of the first Ashmoira. Me'ashmogas harishonim. Lois across our gavel magas and normally on Yom Tif, the rooster would not crow. Actually saw Azorim le'em Yisro. Until the entire Azar was full of Jews, they used to come early to Karbanos. I'm not a Mistarba, lo Mistarba, do Ella, Yom Kippurim, Bashmar Rishara, were Golim Bechatzos. Verse the Mishnah. And Yom Kippur, they used to do it from Ashmar Rishara. And Yom Kippur, they used to do the Truma Sadesh at 10 o'clock p.m. And regolim in turn this to chatzos. Why should look to Yovel the Simon so they shouldn't get thirsty? Now three interpretations of that. Karmeida says that it was very hot on the Mizrach, right? So people get thirsty. So therefore they did the Truma Sadeshin early. They closed down yesterday's operation because what would they do in the Yom Kippur? They would be at fats in the previous day, they'd be stirring on the Mizrach. It's only actually if Yom Kippur comes after Shabbos, because otherwise you're not allowed to do that. But let's say Yom Kippur came after Shabbos. So they'd be stirring the fats and stuff, which is on the Mizbeach, right? Already in the Mizbeach. So they do that, they get very thirsty, so therefore they quit doing that at 10 o'clock. And that's the Truma Sadesh at 10 o'clock at night. That's the Korban Eid of Shabbos. The Bnei Moshe and Rabbi say, it's the exact opposite. It's going back on the Mishnah. On the Mishnah, they on Yom Tov. First meaning.
Oh, wait a second.
You have to drink. No. On Yom Tov, they would do it early because there was no water in the Azor for them to drink. On Yom Kippur, anyway, they can't drink. But in Yom Tov, there was no water in the Azor, so therefore they would do it at 10 o'clock, so they wouldn't be stuck in the middle of the night without any water to drink. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. And the Ritbah says, on Yom Kippur, they would do the Avodah later.
No.
On Yom Kippur also, they do it earlier. The reason I do it earlier is because they do it after the food was digested. So on Yom Tov, the Yom Tov, they ate later, so they would only do the Avoda later, because on Yom Tov, the night before, they ate a late meal, so therefore they would do the Trumas Adeshen later. But on Yom Kippur, they ate before the Yom Kippur started, so therefore they could do the Avoda of the Trumas Adeshen earlier. So again, according to all of them, on Yom Kippur, they do it at 10 o'clock. Kormier, they would do it at 10 o'clock in order to prevent getting overheated by the fire of the Mizbeach. And then May Moshe would do it at 10 o'clock in order because the according to May Moshe, do it at 10 o'clock Tafka on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur.
Later in the hour would
the Mizbeach be in the cooler? I'm sorry. Yeah, no, not as only if you quit early. No. I'm sorry, yeah, Pnei Moshe says on Yom Kippur you do it later. On Yom Kippur you do it earlier because on Yom Kippur you will get thirstier. So therefore it's better to quit early. That's what he says. On Yom Kippur do it later because Adarabba, you'll drink in the morning. So if you start at midnight, so after the Avodah is over, you'll be able to go drink, right? But on Yom Kippur, you won't be able to drink anyway, so just get thirsty if you do it in the middle of the night. So therefore, do it before, and then you can go to sleep and sleep off some of your thirst. And according to Ritbaz, what it means is that do it after already your food is digested in your stomach. So by Yom Kippur, you do it later, so the food would digest because you ate a late supper. But by Yom Kippur, you do it earlier because there is enough time for the food to digest since you ate before nightfall. Okay, something like that. Now it says Mar Maviel on Trumas Adeshen. If Yom says Trumas Adeshen was Tchilas Avodah Shemachor, was beginning next day the Avodah, the Torah LeKadosh Yotev Haraglim Min HaKiyor Meshukah Mayim, and you have to actually raise the guy to Trumas Adeshen would raise the pulley, the kiyor, which is in the ground, in order to Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for the next day, as that was already the beginning of the next day's Avodah. Now it's interesting, according to, all right, let's go on. But he's trying to call me show Hajjal and Parak Shivas and Shivas. You know what I mean? Second Parak of Yuma. But he's trying to call me show right to Litra Mizbech. Originally, anybody want to do Juma Zadeshin? Tire it. Do it. There's not Shem Ruth. There are a lot of guys. Rotim Bolin McKevison. Run up the ramp. Because I'm quite a Mizchaver of the Tokhar. But I'm going to say, but you got to, it's 4 hours at the top. So you got it first. You might have Shnaim Shavin. If there was a photo finish, Hamuna Mailem Atzpia, the guy in charge would say, stick out your fingers. Umay motzim, what do they put out? Achas or shtayim, one or two fingers. Vein motzim, a gredo b'mikdash, and no thumbs. Maizu shi ushnayim rotim shavim. Rotim v'ol, the kebis ones, they were neck and neck. V'dachach, efa meim is chaver, one that pushed his friend off. Ish bravo, and his leg broke. Shiro b'etim shim b'oim, they sakon when b'etim, so they were putting themselves in danger. Yitzkinu shlo yutarmis his v'echel, a pious, and he's not only a lottery. Our request is that you show their four lotteries with Zev, Pius Rishon, this is the first one. Raimana Boy, the Lomelo Kavu Pius, the Trumas Adeshen. Why didn't they make a Pius for the Trumas Adeshen originally? So, Yisroch HaMei, and I'm bringing a proof that they should have made before the guy fell off the ramp, they should have made a lottery. Shchita k'sher b'zor, shchita k'sher b'ruta foreigner, non-Kohen, Fatima Yishra Pais, nevertheless you make a Pais, Shuvas Deshna Asur, but that's forbidden for a Zor. Fatima Yishra Pais, and you didn't make a lottery for it? Because Ramana v'omar, so Ramana came back and he said, shchita ain't k'sher elabayom. No, shchita you make a Pais, because a lot of people come for the shchita, because shchita is only k'sher during the day, so people are up, you have to make a lottery. Have a Trumas Adeshen before the guy pushed the other guy off the ramp. Share kol ayla, it's all night. In Moimrat Yofi, so a person has to come for a lottery. He doesn't know exactly what time the lottery is either. So he'll lose a lot of sleep. Afu Omer, the heck with it, right? I didn't say that in your Gemara, so it doesn't matter. Afu in a Mashkin Asavi, he doesn't get up for a Savi, right? Machom is May Marcane. What did you see? That says that Truman Session could take place any time during the night. It says, call Lila Vaharis the entire night, and he can pick up and become Truman Session, share call Lila, and learn Truman Session's kosher all night. Okay? The drasha Torah might be Yochum Ar Chayev. If it's Zohar, the Truma Sadesh, the Rabbi Yochum says he's Chayev, he transgressed Shimon Lokish, Amar Potter, he's exempt. Time of Shimon, my time of Shimon Lokish, Avodah Smatona. In order, the Avodah for which you're Chayev for having done, if you're not coming, is Avodah of giving to the Mizbech. You're to show Zhuba Rome as opposed to this, which is taking away from Mizbech. My time of Rabbi Yochum, what's the Lach Rabbi Yochum? Says the chol dvar means to wash this apostle. So he says here the chol dvar means beyach for all matters in this beyach. So what does it mean for all matters in this beyach? That means that if a zohar does truma sedeshen, since it's connected with the mizbeach, it's possible. Okay. Rabbi Moshe Rav said, avoid is there for avodah shakoyim mischayev alemi v'chutz shakoyim is required. I'm sorry. Shakoy mischayv leim b'chutz of koyin does them out of the base of mitush yischayv. Zor mischayv leim b'vnim and zor does them on the inside yischayv. Right. Conversely, veizu what are they? So aktora putting the limbs on the mizbeach. Zrika do zrika sadam and libating wine, water behind and zrika and libating wine as well. So says more vasker shem and lakish. It's quite like a Shimon Lakish, because obviously he doesn't include Truma Sadesh. Truma Sadesh is included like Rabbi Yochan. Leimar filu Truma Sadesh, no, the Zoras does Truma Sadesh also chai, but as a Rabbi Yochan, that's going like Rabbi Yochan. Chata Gecholi. What if you stood the coast? If you flew to Rabbi Yochan and Shimon Lakish, also say Machlos, Rabbi Yochan has to do the Mizbeach, or Zoras does it, it's chai. For Shimon Lakish, not about his Matan, you're not putting anything on the Mizbeach, the Zoras part of it. Hotzi Shara Deshen. What if you took out the rest of the deshen, other than Trumas of deshen? So that's Tiflut of Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish. It's also Melchokos Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish. Korei Yochanan has to do the Rizbeh. Korei Shimon Lakish is not Avodas Maton, it's not giving. Asi Kamandamar Bale Acher, Kamandamar Achem Pchusimam. There's all going coin assumption that what we learned that of the coin Mamish this morning, that Yomi the Bavli, that when he take out the Trumas of deshen, he wear Gorim Acherim, those Acherim mean lesser garments, but they're garments of kuna. So that means that you need to have a coin for true possession. Like that, you could have a machlokas. Ram commanded machem, but according to the opinion which holds the lavash gani machem comes, the rabbis by moon to tell you even a baumum is kosher to take the true possession out. Huzar, who baumum. That's the case. No good true zar baumum. Just like a baumum can do it, a zar can also do it, so a zar be fought according to that. And we will stop here for this evening.